Thank you, Luke. Thank you. I mean, I suppose this is what tiredness and fatigue with the whole thing is doing to people, just wanting to throw the towel in. Feel exactly the same. Simon Marks joins me. I'm sure people in America feel exactly the same as well, and they have the presidential election to contend with too. Hi.
I feel the same about the election, Sheila, but we've still got 2 weeks to go, so we're going to have to slog through it. The number of people that have already participated in this election, though, has now topped 30 million. Yesterday was the first day for in-person early voting in the all-important state of Florida. 350,000 people in Florida cast their votes on that first day yesterday. So while we sit here saying, well, election day is still 2 weeks away, actually, for a very substantial percentage of the American electorate now, election day has already come and gone. President Trump was giving an interview this morning to his favorite breakfast television program, Fox and Friends, again claiming that Joe Biden heads an organized crime family and ordering, it seemed, on television, his Attorney General William Barr to start launching an immediate criminal probe of Joe Biden and his broader business and political activities.
We've got to get the Attorney General to act. He's got to act, and he's got to act fast. He's got to appoint somebody. This is major corruption, and this has to be known about before the election. This has to be done early. So the Attorney General has to act.
Early, I mean, we're way past early. As I say, over 30 million Americans have already voted. But all of this, of course, rooted in that very controversial and unverified report published by the New York Post, rejected, of course, by Fox News. We learnt they didn't fancy the story. They didn't think that it stood up to scrutiny, suggesting that Hunter Biden was trying to engage in all sorts of corrupt business activities in Ukraine and drag Joe Biden into those activities. The president was also on a continuing tear this morning against America's most respected public health official, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
They think he's against me. He's not really against me. But he did say something that we kept him off television, and yet we allowed him to do 60 Minutes the other night. He couldn't do it without our approval. So how do we keep him off television? But by the way, do 60 Minutes. Look, he's a nice guy. He's got a really bad arm, not a good baseball thrower. But he's a nice guy. The only thing I say is, he's a little bit sometimes not a team player.
Someone is still smarting over the fact that Dr. Fauci was invited to throw out the opening pitch at the Washington Nationals baseball game, and it was not President Trump who was issued that particular invitation. None of this is moving the needle in the opinion polls. A new poll published by the New York Times this morning shows that Joe Biden still enjoys a 9 percentage point lead nationally, which is pretty much exactly where we were about 3 months ago, before the debates, before the conventions, before the kind of final moments of this election campaign.
We'll be there for it together, Simon. Thank you very much indeed, Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent.